you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday. It's March 18th, 2020. Happy St. Patrick's Day post.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yes. So the spirit of St. Patrick's Day lives on, and it's going to be lived on in unique and special ways today because, as Wednesdays typically are Prime Lifetimes in Review, we have a content contributor that's going to share about a special song that's very appropriate for this week, for St. Patrick's Day, for many people's lives, because it's a powerful message. So we're going to share a song in just a moment or two. But first, before I introduce the special guest, I got to tell a little story about him.
Oh,
because
are you going to tell who it is?
Well, I'll tell it in the story,
okay. And
then you'll realize, because many of you know, I was recently at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and it was a wonderful time, and we got to meet a lot of different people, workshops, seminars. In fact, a week ago, Monday, Tuesday, we had Mike Huckabee, 2 days. He was a keynote speaker. The week before that, we had Janet Parshall. And so we met a lot of different people like David Jeremiah, Tony Evans, some of the broadcasters you've grown to love and enjoy. Well, anyways, while I'm at the conference, I get this text, and it's from Roger Weisgarber. Welcome, Roger, to today's morning's program.
Hi, Roger.
I think you know where this is going to go. In fact, I did a posting on this, but Roger basically texts me and says, hey, while you're there, because he knew I was at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and he says, say hi to Johnny Erickson Tata for me.
Oh.
And so some of you that saw that post know what I'm going to share. But so he sends that to me. Well, it wasn't more than a few hours, but as Holly and I were getting ready to have dinner, we walk by this table, and there's Johnny Erickson Tata right there.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've seen her over the years. So I said, hi, Johnny. And I said, you'll never believe this, but look at this text. So I take my phone over to her. I show her that my friend Roger Weisgarber says hi. And she goes, oh, well, tell him hi. And I said, well, let me tell you a little story about Roger. I said, he had Guillain-Barré syndrome some years ago. And she goes, oh, I can empathize. I know many people that have had that. And she goes, well, tell you what, right before our dinner, we're going to pray for him. Let him know we're going to pray for him. And I said, let me get a quick picture so you'll see it posted a few weeks ago. It was Holly, I, and Johnny Erickson Tata. And so anyways, I sat down for dinner, and then I said, oh, wait till Roger sees this. I got to text him this picture. And so you were the first to see it, and I told you that. Johnny said she'd be praying for you.
That's so gracious.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. So that was kind of a story. But with us is Roger Weisgarber. You've heard him on in the past, and he's one of our special content contributors that has his own column every month called Musically Speaking. So I know we've talked a little about this, but why Danny Boy of all the songs you could choose?
Well, it seemed appropriate with St. Patrick's Day being in the month of March.
Okay.
And
a little shout-out to your bride who helped suggest this.
Yes.
Let's give her some credit.
Absolutely, yeah. Audrey and I was running a topic by her, and she said, well, why don't you do a story about Danny Boy?
Oh, it's perfect.
That would be just right.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And as we were previewing a few songs, and we're going to lead off with a song in just a moment, Marianne, you have a strong attachment to this song.
Oh, I do.
Tell us a little about that. What do they say? Something in your throat.
Lump in your throat, they say.
Yes.
Not a sore throat, lump in your throat. No, I do. It's a haunting melody, and I've heard it since I was extremely young. And my mother loved it, and it's just been in our family for a long time. Of course, there's some strong Irish background there, but I love it.
So to set up Roger's reading, and we're going to have a little instrumental underneath your reading, but this is by Gentry Covers. So I'm not sure if that's the individual group, but it's a male soloist, and he takes us through O Danny Boy with the powerful lyrics, and then you're going to touch on this story, and you'll talk about the lyrics and such. But to get you all grounded for today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Wednesday edition, our special Prime Lifetimes in Review. Content contributor is Roger Weisgarber, and it's on the song Danny Boy. So listen closely to the lyrics and allow this, as you said, haunting melody And then what do you mean by haunting? Because somebody would say, what does that mean?
Oh, it's lyrical. It just gets in your soul. The pipes and pipes are calling to Danny Boy over the mountains.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you, must go and I must bide. And take ye with my memory ever smiling. Untrodden path, I'll tarry by your side. And though you leave behind a silver lining, it's you must go and I must find.
But come ye back. Shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
I like it.
Yeah.
Roger, you have to read your article.
Who was Danny Boy? Ireland, third largest island in Europe and 12th largest island on Earth, is the only country that has a musical instrument, the harp, as its national symbol. It also has the oldest known harp in existence, known as Brian Borrow's harp, which dates back to 1300 AD. That venerable instrument is housed in Trinity College, Dublin. Early Irish harp music intriguingly led to the song that brings Ireland readily to mind, Danny Boy. Love it or hate it, this song firmly holds its position as one of the most popular and recognizable Irish songs of all time.
Okay, Roger, I'm going to pull this out. Does this look familiar?
Yes, that was before I joined.
Okay. Oh, you didn't have one of these.
No,
you know, I had to dig kind of deep.
That's over 10 years old.
The Singing Men, we got this sheet music years ago, and maybe we sang it once, but then we combined it with Amazing Grace. I don't know if it was Chuck Schweitzer. Maybe it was even Ken Welch that we turned the lyrics into our own kind of special song.
Yeah, that's how I first heard it, actually, was with the Amazing Grace.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I should point out, Roger Weisgarver is the chaplain for the Singing Men of GNN. So every week he sends out a recap of the prayer requests, usually opens up our rehearsal time on Monday nights with prayer and then closes out with prayer and asks requests and such. So appreciate that role you have. Okay, back to who was Danny Boy?
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling, from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go, and I must abide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. It's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy, I love you so. But when you come, and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead as well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am mine, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall hear, though soft you tread above me, and all my grave will warmer, sweeter be, for you will bend and tell me that you love me. I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
Yeah, those are really haunting lyrics.
They are.
Many Irish folks have a love-hate relationship with this popular song. The opening lyrics are likely to draw a sprinkled dissent from the crowd if a singer starts in leading it. Yet the same dissenters willingly join in if the mood strikes and they're feeling particularly homesick.
Mm-hmm.
Few are aware of the origins of the North Ireland's infamous unofficial national anthem. The melody is played as the victory anthem of Northern Ireland at the Commonwealth Games. Who is this boy named Danny? Why are the bagpipes calling? Why is there some residual Irish ire about this song? It is generally accepted, though potentially heatedly contentious, fact that the lyrics of Danny Boy are barely related to Ireland.
Yeah, that's good.
The year 1910 was one of tragedy for Frederick Edward Weatherly, who was a British lawyer and prolific lyricist, with the deaths of his father and his only son 3 months apart. Weatherly had been unable to find suitable music for the poem he had written that year. He would later modify the poem to fit the meter of the music of the Londonderry air, which his Irish-born sister, then living in Colorado, would send him in 1913. That music, at least, is genuinely Irish. The Londonderry air is thought to have its roots in the terrible 1690 siege of the town of Derry, Londonderry, in County Londonderry, in Northern Ireland. The original air might well date back to Rory Dahl O'Colin, an Irish harpist who lived in Scotland in the late 17th century.
It's kind of amazing with music, and as you look back, like 1690,
yeah,
and what events were going on and what took place and what inspired it. And then you hear, here's this lyricist,
yeah,
that's looking for something because he's lost his father, he's lost his son,
yeah,
in a three-month period.
Things that still touch us,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
from so long ago, and true to all humanity, losing those you love.
Yeah.
We will probably never know for sure, because the tune would be rediscovered by Jane Ross in 1851. She heard a traveling fiddler play the air on the streets of Limavady, Ireland. He let her annotate his music for his Dublin friend, music collector George Petrie, then working to preserve Ireland's ancient music. A video on the history of the song says she failed to note the fiddler's name, and he might always remain anonymous.
Nope, aww, nope, you're going to learn today. It was me.
Oh.
It was me.
Wow.
All credit to me. No, all credit to Mariana.
Well, that was an interesting moment.
Because of the haunting music, I'm trying to bring a little levity to things.
Okay.
It didn't work, sorry.
Okay. I'll probably have to think of that now. When I hear Danny Boy. Oh, there's Mark on the flute or whatever.
After Petrie's death, the melody would be published by the Society of the Preservation and Publication of the Melodies of Ireland in the 1855 book, The Ancient Music of Ireland, which Petrie edited. Weatherly gave his song, Danny Boy, now set to the Londonderry air, to English opera singer Elsie Griffin, who would go on to introduce it to a much wider audience. The first recording was made in 1915 by German vocalist Ernstein Schumann Ernstein. Butchered that. Danny Boy, one of the most recorded songs of all time, has been sung by countless singers across the full spectrum of genres. Elvis Presley described the medley as written by angels.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. In 2001, the song was played at many of the funeral services for victims of the 9/11 attacks in New York City.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
Congressman and 46th Vice President Dick Cheney has asked to have the song played at his funeral. There are many theories behind the lyrics of Danny Boy, with many expressing their own thoughts on the song's true meaning. No matter the origin of the meaning, Danny Boy has become the song of the Irish, with Irish people worldwide identifying with its words and associating it with Ireland's long struggle and hope for independence.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Roger Weisgarver, our content contributor.
Lots of good research there, Roger. Thank
Musically
you.
Musically speaking, appreciate your insights in
the
story.
Such a good column.
Yeah, who was Danny Boy in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the March edition? And so we appreciate your efforts, Roger. And do we get a sneak preview for April, or are we going to have to
wait? No. You didn't get to answer. I did.
Okay.
I'm a musician I didn't even hardly know about.
So
okay.
Nice little biography about him.
We'll look forward to that. And if you haven't gotten your edition of the Prime Life Times, they are available in locations throughout Illinois and Indiana. Stop by primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com for a location near you. We're going to close out with a portion of a song by Keith and Kristen Getty. And the tune Londonderry Air is the background music that you're going to hear them singing. And as you know, Keith and Kristen Getty, they have many songs. But this song is titled What Grace Is Mine, and their lyrics talk about the wonderful grace that God extends to all of us along with his mercy. I should also mention we are praying for you and our nation as we struggle with this coronavirus, trying to balance life and safety and concern and not be overwhelmed. We're in the midst of that 7-day prayer challenge. And also special thanks for Phil Shepard for hosting the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. I had hoped to be on vacation, but there were so many things to attend to that we've continued with our radio work. In fact, I hosted our whole Prime Life Times team via a conference call with Bob Dickey and Jason Gingold here at the center as we talked about and thought through how best to serve our Prime Life Times readers, as some of the distribution points are now closed and we're now at our deadline for the April edition. But we did decide to produce it and make sure it's out at all the grocery stores and various locations that are still open. So as they say, all hands on deck here for the radio ministry, as we praise God that we're not closed and that you can continue to be ministered by our broadcasts and the music and messages that are God-honoring and help lift up the name of Jesus. Well, may this song and these lyrics by Keith and Kristen Getty grant you hope and the recognition that God loves you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Roger Weisgarver with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Scars poured mercy.